How did you feel the last time you had to ask for help? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Sometimes we just plain need to ask for help, and that's not easy. It's not easy to admit that we don't know everything or can't do everything for ourselves. But often, God uses circumstances in our lives to humble us and help us learn to lean on Him more and more. We'll hear a story about that in the life of today's author with the story, Going Low to Be Lifted Up, by Allison Wilson Lee. I genuinely wanted to figure this out on my own, but I couldn't. It was time to ask for help. I'd been in Romania just a few weeks. Wanting to acclimate to my new city, I took a tram to shop for groceries one afternoon. I needed to return for a meeting with my ministry team later that night. As I left the store, I walked to the tram stop that looked familiar. Only, I boarded the tram going in the wrong direction. When I realized my mistake, I quickly exited. Now, I stood waiting in an area that felt completely foreign. I didn't want to be late to meet my team, but I could think of no solutions, at least not on my own. I approached a group of school children and asked if they spoke English. After my request for directions, one boy held up his hand and indicated I should go 5 stops and then switch trams. I followed those instructions and returned in the nick of time. Even though I wanted to feel independent and capable, I had to humble myself so I could receive the help God wanted to give. In my pride, I might have chosen to continue sorting out my problem alone, probably growing more lost and desperate. As humans, we all have a sin problem, and the result of sin is death. God's plan to solve that problem was fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus. Out of His great love for us, Jesus humbled Himself by becoming human and submitting to death on a cross. Then He was lifted up to life on the 3rd day. When we trust in Jesus for forgiveness and new life, we begin a relationship with God by His grace. But we don't stop needing His grace. As we grow, we learn to acknowledge that we can't meet all our needs on our own. And as we humble ourselves, we get to experience His grace in our lives. That evening in Romania, God's grace showed up in a group of generous school kids. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. While the desire to be independent can be good and healthy at times, how could this desire get in the way of asking for and receiving help when we need it? Read more about that in 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 14 and verse 21. When do you hesitate to ask God for help? And when do you hesitate to ask other people for help? Why do you think that might be? Consider spending some time in prayer, asking Jesus to help you let go of any pride in your heart and instead rest and rely on Him. Now, as you and I can read in James 4:10, humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Romans 12, 1 through 13 and James 4, 6 through 10 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a free resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, but you're probably aware it's not free to make it. We need to pay the writers and editors, printers, and the theological reviewers, and all of that is supported by gifts from listeners like yourself. So join us in unlocking God's truth for others when you make a donation at unlocked.org and tap donate. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. You don't have to be strong against every temptation because Jesus is already strong for you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.